Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello, it is so wonderful to connect with you. I love that you are here. You know, currently there's a lot of interesting things going on in the media and all of those things. And I say interesting, but you know, a lot of times it's easy to get caught up in the stress or negativity of different things. And obviously, if you are somebody who's here, you're rising above that. You're not somebody who's staying there. You're working on getting more positive information in your mind, expanding your energy, working on healing, taking your life to the next level. And I have to say, I love that. I love it. You know, when I was going through my own injury, there was a lot of things going on in my life. And it took effort to actually say, okay, I'm going to take my mind and I'm going to put it in a different place every day to really work on bringing in the positive and creating that change. And so I'm just so impressed. I love that you are somebody who is here. You know, I know that these times are a little bit interesting, and yet it seems like more and more people are coming out from under, you know, the kind of the stress or heaviness of COVID and everything that was going on, and kind of breathing a bit more, coming back to life a bit more, which is beautiful. And of course, I know that everybody's situation is different. I know some people are still having a hard time and their situation is rough. And I know other people, their situations are getting better. And that's my hope for you, of course, is that your life is getting better and better, and that it's getting more beautiful, you know, and just stepping into that gratitude. I know here in Southern California, I'm so grateful. I mean, we're coming into the summer months and it's just gorgeous. I mean, blue skies, beautiful weather, and I've been able to get out in nature even more and just the fresh air. And, you know, when you stop and think about it, our world is so beautiful and so incredible. You know, even, of course, the big picture of the fact that we're literally suspended in space is all really incredible. And our oceans actually stay put, even though they're upside down. You know, just, I mean, all of it is really magical. And, you know, when you stop and think about life, I mean, it really is. I mean, energy or even gravitational energy, but the energy that our thoughts and our emotions and our, you know, energy helps create our life and heals our body. I mean, just so incredible, so incredible. And so that said, kind of shifting gears to the energy that's inside of us all. And today I did bring on a guest. Her name is Shirley, and I just love her. I mean, she's so sweet. I just want to hug this woman. She's so precious. I mean, and I think you'll absolutely love her. And she's been researching metaphysics for a long time. However, she has had some ongoing health issues. And so that's what we're going to be working on with her. And I love this, new beginnings, because there's some things that she's got to let go of to really create the expansive changes that she's wanting in her life. And so that's where we're going. And of course, that's also what her body has been trying to tell her as well, is that, you know, she's been trying to make these changes and trying to make changes, and yet she's had a lot of pain going on, and that's for 15, 20 years. And so that's been holding her back. And so that's where we're going today. And you're just going to love her. She's just so sweet. And that said, let's go ahead and dive in with Shirley. Hello there.
Hi, Shirley.
Oh, I'm here.
You're here? Wonderful, wonderful. It's wonderful to connect with you. How's your day going?
My day is going good. I'm learning a lot because I was so anxious to talk with you, excited. It's similar to when I gave birth to my son and my daughter, where it was the excitement of new life and also the fear about not knowing what was happening and moving into new territory, being a parent and all of that. And so a lot of my writing has been in reference to new life springing forth, in reference to this gift that I've been given to be part of what you teach and learning. It's like, I know you already because I spent so much time with you. And I'm learning something from this, Brandy.
Are you learning something, Shirley?
Yeah, I'm learning something from this. I, as I was waiting to talk with you, I said, I don't know, but would you say it when you're talking with us that there's a reason for everything? And I had that opinion in my life previously also. And so that's what I allowed myself to say. I don't know what it is, but I know it's a gift that's coming from this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always something in everything, right?
Right.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and pause it just for a moment because she touches on a few key things that I want to point out. You know, first and foremost, right where we landed right there, was that there's something wonderful in everything. Like, everything happens for a reason. And it does. And, of course, you always want to make sure that you find the gift in it, that you specifically look for the gift in everything. So that's why if you heard, there's a little bit of trepidation in my voice, like a little pause in my voice in answering it. And the reason for that is this, is because all of the time I see people that, you know, something negative happened and they just go, oh yeah, well, there's a gift in this. And they just kind of, they learned, you know, to think in a different way. They've learned that, okay, you know, there can be a gift in it. That's totally true. And they've learned to think in that way, but the only problem is they don't follow through to really harvest that gift. And what I mean by that is this, is that when you think about it for a moment, my injury, my accident, all of that, I mean, that was 7 years of my life. That was a long period of time. And when you stop and think about it, there have been a lot of people who have been in accidents that are not doing as well as I am. Like, they're still experiencing pain or problems in their lives, and that's the norm. And when you think about my life for a moment, obviously it's radically different. I don't have pain. I haven't had pain for over 10 years now, and my entire life has changed. It turned into a huge life-changing gift. So it wasn't the accident. It wasn't the problem. Like, everything has a gift in it, but the gift is the change. So the gift isn't the problem. The gift is the change. And so kind of the reason that I paused a little bit is because I see that all of the time where people are saying, oh, well, this happened, but there's got to be a gift in it. And you want to remember, if something happens, the change is the gift. And so in other words, if my accident happened and I said, oh, well, there's got to be some gift in it, I would be looking a long time for that gift, and maybe I could point out, oh, well, at least this happened, or at least that happened, and I could stretch myself and try to find a gift, but it really wasn't there. I mean, it was hard and everything else. I mean, it wasn't great, but when I changed, that's when a huge gift. I mean, literally, the entire accident that I thought took away my entire life gave me more life than I ever realized I could live and have and be. I mean, it filled me up in a completely different way that's so hard to articulate, but, you know, just a level of happiness that I experience on a regular basis. And even if you think back to the last episode of the gentleman who's so sweet, I mean, who literally spent his life wanting to die. And that's how he spent his life, and literally turning that around. And, you know, if you listen to his voice, just off the charts, in love with life, you know? And so that was, you know, on the last episode. So you get it, that it's just, I mean, it just life changing. So point being, everything can be a gift. And of course, the gift is in the change. Now, that brings me to another point that she mentioned, where she articulated it so well with the illustrating of, you know, when she was having her kids, she was so excited, and then she was also nervous about becoming a mother. You know, it's like she knows it's going to be a new chapter. So she knows that healing is coming also with embracing a change. And I love that. And also, she mentioned she's a little bit nervous. And so just kind of a tip for you right here, it's this, is that when you're working on making a change and when you're working on healing, you'll want to make it safe for you, where it really feels safe. Because especially if somebody's been injured or having some type of issue or things going on for a long period of time, then any change can feel awkward, can feel uncomfortable. And so as you're going through working on changing your life and your health, you'll want to make sure that if you can make yourself feel more comfortable, that is your energy, you know, feeling more comfortable, our emotions, our energy in motion. So those, that energy of making yourself feel more comfortable with the change will be helpful. So just that quick note. And of course, we are going to dive in to the physical issues that are going on and break those down even further. So that said, we're going to go ahead and dive back in with Shirley. And of course, if you've been listening to past episodes, you know that whatever physical ailment that we're experiencing, you know, it's like our body or the universe, God, divine, whatever you want to call it, but our body is basically giving us the most important message that we need to know of what it is that we're needing to change. So that's where we're going. And by the way, when we do step in with Shirley, she has several different health issues going on. And one of them has to do with her Bartholin gland. And if you're not familiar with what that is, it's basically a gland in the groin area. And so that's what we're going to be working on. And of course, some other things as well. But every part of the body always has a different meaning to it. And so that's where we're going. And that said, let's go ahead and dive back in. So Shirley, first and foremost, what's going on currently?
Currently, what's going on with me is that I call it the ailment. I'm experiencing the mental and emotional pain along with the physical pain. Now, in my Bartholin gland, that's continuous. It feels as though, I don't know if you've ever rubbed like pepper in your eyes, red pepper. It's that level of pain in my Bartholin gland. My lower back, I feel a little chest pain in my chest between my breasts right there.
Okay.
I'm having problems breathing right now, and I don't know what the source of it is, but it's not big. It's just like I'm not breathing gently and evenly. The burning sensation is more prominent than anything else right now. I have a sore throat. Not sore throat. My voice isn't like it generally is. It's like if you're hoarse.
Okay.
And then the lower back pain.
All right. So give me 1 second. Let's first and foremost that... Bingo. Okay. So if I ask you, all right. So a few things. So if I ask you what the level of burning pain is, 0 to 10, what's your level of burning pain right now in the Bartholin gland?
I would say at an 8.
An 8.
I was going to originally say 10, but I'll say it an 8.
Bingo. I get about an 8 actually. Bingo. And if I ask you what level it is in your chest as far as having a hard time breathing, what's your level?
Again, I'd have to say an 8.
An 8, okay. And bingo. And if I ask you how long the Bartholin gland has been burning like this, how long has that been?
You mean on today or just from the beginning of the diagnosis? Are you trying to find out what it was?
Beginning of the diagnosis.
Okay, 2005, when Katrina hit.
Okay, so when Katrina hit. Okay. All right. So, So give me 1 second. And bingo. Here we go. So, Bingo. So we're going to go ahead and work on the chest first. All right. So first and foremost, as I'm looking at your body wanting to heal itself, there's a feeling of feeling self-punishment, like you don't deserve a great life. Do you know why that I hear you. Do you know why that is?
I need to be punished because I'm a fraud.
Okay.
I'm not as good as people think that I am. I'm staying in the present, not editing anything. And I think that's what you're asking me for.
Yep. I'm asking you to stay in the present. So
okay, I'm staying in the present and I'm feeling teary right now. I need to be punished because I let my son die.
Okay. And if I ask you why you feel like you let your son die, why would you say that is? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and pause it just for a moment. There are a few key things that I would love to point out. You know, first and foremost, it is going to get a bit sad and also touch your heart a bit as it comes to her son. But the magic is on the other side. The magic is on the other side and also watching her really move through this in a beautiful way. So that's where we're going. Also, you know, if I sound a bit incompassionate, that's the last thing that I am. I actually feel what she's feeling. As you know, I can feel the energy that she's feeling. And if I respond in the wrong way, I know that it's just going to ingrain this in her mind as opposed to help her release and shift what it is she needs to shift to be able to release the pain and all of that. And so every response that I make either is going to help her release it or further ingrain it. And so that's what I was working on. And so that's why my response was what it was. And you'll also see me push her a bit, by the way, kind of push her more into her strength. And there's a reason for that. And it's something that you may want to do with yourself also, is that if you're working on something that's a bit tender, the more you can be in your strength, the more it's going to help you to move through it faster. And this is what I mean, because I know that a lot of people would say, oh my God, but no, I need something tender right now. And this is the best way to think about it. It's kind of a way to illustrate it, is this, is that first and foremost, this woman, Shirley, she's incredible. I mean, she has both got this sensitive part of her and this hurt, wounded part of her, but she's also a very strong woman. And both of those are true. And so the reason I want to keep her in her strength is because that's what's going to help her get to the other side. And one way to kind of illustrate that is, and you may have heard me use this analogy before, but you know, if you think about somebody who is in a great mood, okay, so kind of just shifting topics, somebody who's in a great mood, they feel healthy, they feel happy, everything's going great, everything's wonderful, and they're out with friends, they go to take a drink of water or whatever, coffee or tea or whatever it is, and you go to do that and you spill a bit on you. It's like, and you might joke around and say, oh, I got a hole in my lip, or oh, still learning how to drink, you know, something silly like that, okay, and it's not a big deal. However, if you're having an off day where you're off or you're frustrated and everything's going wrong or blah, 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 and whatever else, and then you go to take a drink of your coffee or tea or water or whatever, and you go to take a drink and it spills, it's like the worst freaking thing in the world and blah, 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 and all those things, right? It adds to the problem, okay, in a huge way. And so point being is that the same action and occurred, the same situation, but in two different mindsets. And in this situation, for me to help her to get through, I want to push her into her strong mindset to overcome and get through to the other side of this one, even though I know that her vulnerable spot is the one that's showing up. And so there's a balance, because as you'll also see as we start going, part of her trigger is also her strong suit and her strong personality. So it's a balance. You'll start to see as we go through this that I'm kind of navigating multiple different energies. But point being is that it's like a lot of people are trying to work on whatever they're working on from the same mindset. And ultimately, they don't get themselves out of that mindset to then work on it. So in other words, you'll want to step into your strength or whatever it is to be able to then create the shift. So stepping into a more positive, more powerful mindset and then creating that shift will be very helpful. And of course, there are a variety of different ways that I teach to do it. But in this situation, because I'm wanting to get fast results, I push her a bit to really do it in a beautiful, loving way. So we joke around and whatnot. And so you'll see that coming up. And with yourself, you can just, you know, be gentle and loving toward yourself. But if you're needing to, you know, shift your mindset into a different tone, then you'll want to definitely do that to be able to get the results that you want. So, and gentle is key. You know, when I do it in a playful way. So it's also very loving and very connecting because I could give this woman the biggest hug ever, not in like a way that I feel sorry for her. I think she's honestly incredible. I think she's so sweet, and she has this heart that just emanates. That maybe that's part of the reason that I just have so much love for her, is that as I'm in her energy, her heart is just so big. I just feel this love emanating from her. It's beautiful. Maybe you feel it as well. But anyway, that said, that's where we're going. And so let's go ahead and dive back in with Shirley.
Because he had diabetes and high blood pressure so severe that he was waiting for a double transplant.
Okay.
So and I could have been more there for him. And just staying in the present, not editing anything. You asked me for the present.
I did ask you for the present. Okay. So I want you to notice the feeling of feeling like you let your son die, mm-hmm. and that you could have been there more for him, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he had diabetes, and what else did you say he had?
High blood pressure, but it caused all of his organs to break down. Because he was not doing what he needed to do.
Okay. And what is it that you feel like you should have done?
I should have done like a friend of mine who's a social worker, and she got a court order to make her brother, who was the same way ill as Mark, take his medicine.
Okay. And so your son wasn't taking his medicine?
He wasn't taking his medicine. That had gone on for a long time, and it was really difficult.
Okay.
I should have been able to make him stay alive.
And how old was he?
What? Mark was 50.
He was 10?
5'0". But he had a learning disability. No, he was 50, like 10, 20, 30,
oh,
40,
so
50.
Was, so yeah, I hear you. I'm playing with you because he was a grown adult, right?
Grown adult, yes.
He was a grown adult. Okay. And
That had a learning disability.
He had a learning disability, but did he live on his own?
Oh, yeah. And he worked for 13 years at Ashna Hospital.
Okay, so what did he do
as
at the
orderly,
hospital?
First, he started out as patient escort, and he had the personality to be able to bring people in and see he had gifts. And so
Shirley?
He wanted to become an orderly.
Shirley?
Yes.
And so he worked in a hospital, and you feel like you didn't do enough to force him to take his medication.
Right.
Hmm. And you feel like this is your fault?
Oh, yeah.
And 1 + 1 = 3?
No.
How much does 1 + 1 =?
2.
2. So I want you to notice the feeling for a moment of feeling like it's your fault.
Okay.
Are you 100% sure that that's true?
No.
Are you 50% sure that that's true?
30% sure it's true.
30% sure that that's true. And
that's how I feel. You asked me.
I know. And thank you for telling me the truth. And so, so just for a moment, I want you to notice, you said you had a friend who made a court order for her son to take his medication.
Her brother. Yeah. It was not her son. It's a woman that I know. And she's a social worker, and her brother was doing the similar as Mark, and she went and got a court order in order to make him take his medicine.
And when did she do that?
About a year before Mark died.
Okay. And if you think about it for a moment, the more that you pushed Mark to take his medication and do things, how did he respond?
Oh, he pushed back big.
He pushed back.
Truly.
Big. Yeah. 0 to 10. Only how big?
15.
15. Okay.
And he would tell me back off. He would tell me back off.
Okay. So he would tell you to back off, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. And so if you think about it for a moment, if you did get a court order, how do you think your relationship would be with him? And do you
Terrible.
Think he would have followed it?
No.
Okay. So it's your fault that you didn't get a court order to take him, to have him take his medication, even though he wouldn't have followed it. And then you guys just wouldn't be speaking.
That's true.
So then what would that have helped?
It would not have helped anything, as a matter of fact. It would have taken away the gift that we had in his final days.
Exactly. Exactly. Now you're thinking about it in the right way. So if you had gotten a court order, let me ask you, let's be honest for a moment. Shirley, you sound like a really, really strong woman. And if somebody tried to court order you, if your son tried to court order you to take medication, what would you tell him?
I can't say that. This phone call is being recorded. But I would tell him to move out of the way.
To move
stop.
Out
I was
of the
a,
way.
An adult. I'm an adult.
Exactly.
And I know what I want to do, and I'm going to do it, so respect that.
Exactly. Okay. Now, let me ask you, did he happen to have a little bit of your strong personality?
Indeed. Yes,
so,
he did.
Your
he
fault.
Knew who he was.
Yeah, you totally should have done exactly what your friend, the social worker, did. Get a court order, have your son hate you, ruin the last days with him,
yeah.
and him not take his medication anyway.
Right. That's exactly right.
So how is this your fault? I'm still confused. Like, it's like 1 + 1 = 6 now.
I'm getting a little confused, much too, in a good way, though. A good
right.
way, Brandy.
Yeah, in a really good
in
way.
In a Some, good way.
In a beautiful way. In Your soul way. Deserves this, Shirley. Your soul deserves this. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment.
Okay.
Can you just breathe that in? Can you breathe that in, dear? You have been beating yourself up, feeling like a bad person and feeling like it's your fault. Imagine a mother feeling like it's her fault that her son died.
I don't have to imagine it. I've been thinking this since he died, Brandy.
How long has that been, Shirley?
3 years.
3 years. And bingo. And so just for a moment, if you think about it, how long do you want to keep feeling like that?
No more. I want to stop it now because it's separating me from the beauty of being connected on a spiritual level with my son.
Say that again. You are a
I want to stop
woman.
It Say now. That again.
Go ahead.
Because it's stopping me from having a true connection with my son on a spiritual level.
Yes, it is. You are a wise woman. Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Bingo.
And he even told me how good I had done before he died.
I'm sorry, what's that?
He even told me how good I had done before he died. He thanked me the day before he died for hanging in there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the last words he said with me, he said, "You know I love you, old girl." He never called me Ma. He called me old age girl. He said, "You know I love you, old girl." I said, "Yeah, babe, Ma, I know you love me." And he said, "All the things that I did, you hung in there with me." I said, "Of course." But Brandy, I still didn't believe it in my heart.
Right. I hear you. And if I ask you tomorrow, today, when are you going to start taking this into your heart?
Now.
I
deserve it, and he does too.
Yes. Say that again.
Now. Now.
Mm-hmm. You deserve it, and he does too. You deserve it.
Absolutely.
And he does too. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So Shirley, I'm going to ask you to take a moment, and I'm going to ask you to breathe. I want you to notice the level in your chest. What's your level?
zero.
Yeah, zero, right? So about an 8 to a 0. Okay. So when you said you're having a hard time breathing, that's why. Okay. That's why. So I'm going to ask you to breathe that in. Okay. Take that in. Take it in. Take it in. And I'm going to ask you, okay, so we're going to move. And I'm going to ask you to notice the level. Bingo. In the Bartholin gland, what's your level?
8.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Okay, so
8 or 7.
Okay.
It's burning.
It's burning.
But my chest is clear.
That's what we needed to work on first. Your chest didn't want to let your body heal. So that's where we were going first. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So here we go. And during Katrina, were you in a relationship with a man?
My husband, who was extremely ill, both of them were sick at the same time. But my husband had been diagnosed with congestive heart failure and advanced glaucoma and several other things. So when Katrina hit and we left out of here and we got to Houston, he was in the Houston intensive cardiac unit for 21 days. And he had told me to call the kids so he could say goodbye to them.
Mm-hmm. And bingo. All right. So if I ask you at that point, even though you were going through all of that stuff, can you see the part of you that was, really like, it's just like this feeling of like begging God for help, feeling overwhelmed and like everything was too much?
Absolutely.
And can you find the part of you that felt pissed off for feeling like I'm a woman, I need help? Like, why isn't anybody helping me? Can you find that feeling?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to notice that feeling for a moment. The feeling of feeling, why isn't anybody helping you? And just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I'm going to ask you to take in the feeling of feeling like universe is always with you. I'm going to ask you to breathe and take that in. All right, so a few quick notes. First and foremost, her chest pain is gone from an 8 to a 0 that quick. She did it. Of course, I coached her, but she did it. How very impressive. Okay, so there's a few other things to take from this is that, you know, on the note of losing a loved one, I think most of us have lost somebody in our lives. And when you think about it for a moment, she's had all this pain and hurt going on. And time again, I see people when they really let go of the hurt, they really let it go, that they develop this spiritual connection with the person that's beyond words, you know, but a different type of connection. And it's really beautiful. And I've seen people do this with all different types of family members. And a lot of times people are afraid to let go of the hurt. They feel like if they let go of the hurt, they're going to let go of the person. And that's not the case. It's like the more that they let go of the hurt, the more they actually feel connected to the person at a spiritual level, at a deeper level. And so that's really beautiful. And now we're going to go ahead and go to the Bartholin gland. So something else that is key to note is notice in the beginning, the thing that she wanted to work on the most was the Bartholin gland. That's the thing that's been going on since 2005. However, with the chest pain there's an order because the Bartholin gland would not have let me release that and help her release that without shifting that first. And so point being is that if you have some type of chest pain or some type of pain that's taking your breath or anything like that, typically speaking, you're going to want to address that first. So in other words, if you are somebody with multiple issues going on and you do have one of them is some type of problem with your breath or chest, that's typically the one that you're going to want to address first. And typically speaking, any other ones will get stuck behind that one. It won't let it go. Or they're intertwined. So point being is that that's what you want to do in yours, is just kind of check into that and see if that resonates with you in your situation. And so let's get ready to go ahead and dive back in with Shirley. And by the way, you know, I mentioned earlier that as she gets on the other side of this issue with her son and all of that, that that's where the magic happens. And so that's what I'm going to explain as we go through this next segment. After that, you'll kind of see there's a bigger picture going on in her life, and it's really beautiful. And so that's where we're going, and let's go ahead and dive back in with Shirley. And just for a moment, I want you to notice that part of you that's been feeling, or that was feeling like, why isn't anybody helping me? Why isn't anybody helping me? And just for a moment, can you bring in a feeling of feeling at peace, of knowing right now in this moment that the universe is with you and that you have help?
Yes.
Can I also remind you that you are just as strong as a man? You are just as strong. You are just as capable as a man. Maybe different abilities, different things like that, but our thoughts help create our lives, and you are strong and you are capable. Can you bring that feeling in? You are strong and you are capable.
I am strong and I am capable, and I know that, and yep. I resist that.
You know that,
know
and
that.
You resist it. Yep. Okay.
And so I resist it. Mm-hmm. I know that, and I resist that, and I have anger around that. That I'm powerful, and I know that, Brandy. I know I'm a strong woman, but I have the resentment over, because all of my life people would tell me, and they still do, you're so strong. And I say, well, why do I feel so blankety blank? To myself, I would say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm being honest with you, because you're a lifeline for me. You're teaching me how to stay alive. And I'm accepting that. And so I have to be honest with you, let you know that I'm feeling much cooler down there, my Bartholin glands right now.
Right.
And also feeling resentment, because that word strong is in there again, meaning you don't have to take care of me because I'm strong.
I hear you, but wait a sec. All right. So first and foremost, I want you to notice the Bartholin gland is cooler, right? What's your level right now?
Oh, yeah. About 3.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have, about a 2, but we'll go with your 3. But notice, went from like an 8 to a 3 that quick.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Right.
So you think we're onto something?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. So notice, this is right here what needs to shift. Okay. So I want you to notice the feeling of feeling like you are so freaking strong and priding yourself on feeling strong.
Yep.
And I also want you to know the part of you that feels like falling apart on the inside, and that's how you've been feeling on the inside.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You got it, Brandy. You have it, Brandy.
I feel you, Shirley. I feel you. So so just for a moment, notice that part that has felt like you're falling apart on the inside. And I'm going to ask you just to acknowledge that part, and I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the part of you that is so freaking strong, and love that part of you. Love it. Don't feel resentment towards that. Love that part of you that is so freaking strong. And then I want you to notice that part of you that feels hurt and like she wants help, and that she feels weak and like she wants to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And notice that part of you.
I am.
And I'm going to ask you just to breathe. And just for a moment, I want you to notice the feeling of resentment for not feeling like you have a man that's taking care of you. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay, so I want you to notice the level of pain in the Bartholin gland.
0.
0. How freaking amazing are you that it's been there since 2005? And now it's at a 0.
Zero.
0, right?
Right, 0.
Yeah.
My shoulders went down too, Brandy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know my shoulders were up in my neck. I didn't know that. But my shoulders went down.
Absolutely.
And it's 0.
I love it. I love it. So who did that?
You've taught me that I must say that I did, and I believe that. I do believe that. Yeah, I do believe it. I'm so grateful that you taught me that I'm doing this. It empowers me.
Great. So now I have a question. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment.
Okay.
I want you to realize you just felt like you were not able to breathe at a level 8, and now you can breathe freely. You have had burning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've had burning for 15 years in your gland.
That's right.
You just got rid of it in 15
years. That's right.
Years. Okay? Mm. Whatever time.
That's but amazing.
This is
That's amazing.
Thing. So I want you to think about this. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you how powerful your mind is. That it's been there that long.
10.
So I have a question. Do you think it is possible, now that you look at the power of your mind, which I know you've been studying and you know the power of the mind, but you see it and mm-hmm. you viscerally feel it and you experience it.
Mm-hmm.
As you master your mind even more and more, how much do you think that you can create an even better life?
Oh, absolutely, Brandi.
What's that?
Absolutely.
What's that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All capital letters.
There we go.
And so now an exclamation point behind it.
Absolutely. So now I want you to think about this for a moment. And if you think about it, if I told you, so I'm going to reflect this back to you. If I told you that I have had these feelings for the last 15 years of my life of feeling like I can't get help and I'm overwhelmed and nobody's there for me and I'm feeling that. And we know that emotions breed more of the same.
Right.
How do you think my life is going to manifest?
Huh. That feeling, I'll give you the, okay.
Go ahead. No, you know
what? I was going to say, feeling.
Go ahead.
Was I felt abandoned by the universe.
Yep.
No one was there. I didn't ask the question. I felt abandoned by the universe and no one was there. And I didn't
ask the question. I'm
going to
pause
it.
Totally.
Okay.
I'm going to pause you real quick because if you go back too much into the old, you're going to bring the
okay.
back.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So that's
okay.
why I went to go stop you. So my point, where I want the point to go is this, is these last years have been kind of rough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine. Okay. So I don't want you to go back into how you felt. Instead, what I want you to do is look forward and say, wow, without this energy of feeling like I should be punished and feeling like I'm like abandoned and feeling like the universe abandoned and feeling mm-hmm. like life and nobody's there for me. Like if I delete all of that, if I really delete all of that, what would my life look like moving forward? Bingo. I'm going to ask you to bring in that feeling right now.
Of how will I feel? Powerful.
I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling right now. I'm going to ask you to stay with me. Stay in the present.
Okay. I'm here.
So what I want you to do with this, okay, is I want you to notice how a few things. Okay. So first and foremost, I want you to notice how powerful your mind is. That literally that has been there for 15 years is gone in minutes, right?
Right.
So I want you to notice that, okay? And then what I'd love for you to do is just take that in every day and remind yourself that your mind is powerful. And then after that, I want you to start shifting and really taking in the feeling of what it feels like. So even right now, I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of what it feels like to feel supported by the universe, to feel like you're
that
safe.
That was immediate.
Mm-hmm. Feel like you're safe.
That's immediate. That's immediate again. Hopeful.
Absolutely.
Safe.
So what I want
safe.
You to do, safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
I got a lot of joyful energy going on. Right now.
Woo! As you,
I'm
right?
serious. Oh, yeah. A lot of joyful energy. I feel it going straight through my entire body from the top of my head all the way through every cell, Brandi.
I love it, Shirley. I love it. And you have such a beautiful, beautiful heart, I have to say. You have a very, very beautiful heart.
And thank you so
totally. You know, I'm going to tell you what we covered today, as far as your son, as far as everything with your husband during that time, all of that. I want you to make sure to reinforce it over and over. And so I want you to make sure to listen to this recording. I want you to listen to this podcast episode over and over and over again, at least for the next 2 weeks, and embrace the feeling, because I want you to make sure that you have not just a thinking shift, but a feeling shift, and really soak it in with every fiber of your being. Does that make sense?
It makes total and complete sense. And
Shirley,
I'm here.
I love it. Shirley, if you need any help on this, let me know. But other than that, I just want you to get it in over and over. Just reinforce it. Just reinforce it over and over and over again. And bingo. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Brandy.
You are so welcome, Shirley. I want to give you the biggest hug. I love how your energy's feeling right now. I love the glow. And you're so sweet.
You're
so welcome. You're so welcome. If I ask you, how are you feeling?
I feel great. I feel hopeful. I feel loved. I feel powerful.
Right?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So, question for you. So, you know exactly what you need to do. Do you?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm clear on that.
Perfect. So I want you to listen to this over and over. And even as we hang up, I want you to actually just think about your son for a moment and really connect, make peace, take it in, and reconnect on a spiritual level. Reconnect on a spiritual level, dear. It's weighing on you. It was weighing on you. And it's time to reconnect and hear his words about how good you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, gal. What do you call you? Yeah. Oh, girl. Oh, gal.
Yeah. Oh, girl. O-H-G-I-R-L. Oh, girl.
I love it. I love it. Do you have any questions?
None whatsoever. I'm so grateful that you're doing what you're doing, and you're so sincere. You're a blessing to me and everyone else that is allowed to be part of this loving energy that you bring to this universe. Mm. I'm just so grateful that I allowed you in my life and that you are in my life, and you're in my son's life, and you're in my husband's life, who was my best friend. The positive energy, because I know that I deserve to allow myself to be 100% healthy and 100% happy. I have a cooling feeling, a sensation, like I told you, straight through my body right now. That energy is flowing through, healing energy, and it's wonderful.
It is wonderful, and you are so sweet, and your words touch my heart so deeply. And I just, Shirley, I just want to hug you. I want to give you the biggest, you're so wonderful.
I feel it.
It's coming. It is just in every part of my being. Shirley, I adore you so much. Absolutely deserve a happy and healthy and wonderful life. And I love that for you.
Oh, yeah.
So game on.
Let's hear
it. Absolutely. It has been such a pleasure.
All right, my love. And you too. Thank you, Brandy, so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Shirley. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So there are a few key things that I really want to unpack a bit further and share with you. And before we do, really quickly, I have to say, I just love this woman. She is just all love, and she's so sweet and so precious. She's so precious. Now, I want to give you a follow-up with her, because after this, there were a few things that happened. First and foremost, her chest pain stayed gone, which was beautiful. She did that. Of course, I coached her. She did it. And I love that. And that just shows you her mindset in following through. Now, with her pain for the Bartholin gland, it actually came and went. So she had some that would come back and go away and come back, and, you know, it was less, but it would still get triggered to come back. And so she actually ended up joining my class. So she joined the video set, started working in one of my group classes and joined that. And what she didn't share on this podcast is that she also required walking sticks to be able to walk. And she was very bent over also, so she couldn't stand up all the way straight, and she required walking sticks. And this woman is just so beautiful. She is now outside walking 45 minutes at a time, walking to the park and back, no sticks, no walking sticks, and walking which more upright, and she's doing it. And her pain, she's been able to do it, and she's been able to keep her chest pain gone and Bartholin gland, all of that. She has been able to do that. And so, and she just continues to follow through, and she's had it, like, every so often she'd had a trigger that comes back that brought back some of her pain. And so she's made this improvement, and so she's working on it, and she's doing it. And I just love it. And this woman is such an inspiration. I mean, she's had 77 birthdays now, so she's 77 years young and stepping into new beginnings. And I think it's so beautiful, so beautiful. And there are so many things from this. And one of the things she even sees in going through this whole experience is she could see how much her body is giving her a message to change. And I love that. Even, you know, she jumped on a call last week on the group coaching, you know, and she jumped in and she was like, oh my God, you know, she's just so, so sweet. And I just love this. And for you in your life, a few things. First and foremost, I've had some people say, you know, oh, well, I'm 50. I can't start this, or I can't start that, or I can't whatever. And the fact that this woman here is 77, stepping into new beginnings, as she mentioned in the very beginning, of feeling like, you know, she was stepping into the next level of her life. And to be 77 and to then get rid of the walking sticks and being go for a walk and do these things and coming more and more back to life. And she's just an incredible inspiration, and she's just a sweetheart. So I love that. And I love that when you stop and think about it for a moment, the universe really is with every single one of us. And when we are out of alignment or off track, that's really what our health issues show up as. They show up as like a check engine light that is like, hey, you're going down the wrong path. And one of the things that I loved in my life, after I got better, and, you know, going through 7 years of all of this, working on healing myself, everything that I could, I mean, it felt like a long journey. And it had a lot of years of struggle and hardship and tears and figuring things out and literally studying and trying things and figuring out what I can understand about the brain and look at things in a different way, to then how can I actually solve this puzzle. And, you know, I went through a lot, and a lot of that time I felt alone. And of course I had wonderful people who did my grocery shopping for me, and, you know, shout out to Lynn, thank you so much. And I had also, I mean, people who helped me with so many different things. And I mean, Lynn and Layla, Alicia, I mean, there was a certain, and my brother Jake, and I mean, so many people really helped me out in so many different ways. I mean, Live Not, I mean, there was just so many. I don't want to leave anybody. That was like the regular people who helped me in so many ways. And I'm so, so grateful. And yet I felt alone. And I was, I mean, I spent a lot of my day by myself. I didn't feel like having company under me. So even though they would help me maybe get groceries or different things like that, I just preferred much of my day to be spent on my own, because I was trying to figure things out. I was researching, and that's what I was doing. And so after I finally got better with everything, like I figured it out, I made it through it. Oh my God, in love with life. And I looked at my house, like basically after I got better, I was like, okay, I've spent so many years in this house. I'm ready to move on and sell it. And not only that, but I had, you know, it was a lot of things, financial, all of that. It was time to sell my house. So I sold my house. And as I was packing up like the last box, like everything had been taken by the movers and all of that. And I had the last box, you know, you have that box with the personal belongings that you have. And so I had that with some clothes in it. And during the time that I had been working on walking in my house, so when I got rid of like my last cane, I would practice walking every day, trying to walk with like a normal gait. And so my body was like upright and I was walking without a limp and all of that. So it took a lot of, you know, practicing walking, regaining my balance back, because I was so used to having a cane or a walker that it was like I would flap my wings whenever I went to go lose my balance. I would just flap my arms like I was reaching for something. So that's where I was for a while. And so it did. It took practicing to get my body used to walking without any additional device or any of that. And so I had been doing that. And during the time that I had been working on getting better, there was a friend who'd put a CD in my CD player. And it was CD number 57, track number 4. So in other words, I had like this 60 CD changer in my room because I love music and I would listen to music all the time. And so there was this song that I was just drawn to. So I would walk to the song. It had like this beat. And so I would try to like walk to the beat of the song as I was practicing walking. And it was my song. When I went to go walk, I would turn it on. CD number 57, track number 4. It was my song, right? And so fast forward, as I was packing up that last box with a little bit of clothes in it, and I also grabbed that special CD that somebody had left in my player and, you know, brought to me to listen to. And the song didn't have any words to it, but it was that beat. And so I grabbed that last CD and that box of clothes and, you know, just a few last items. And I looked, as I looked back, you know, just kind of one last glance at my house and looked at it just being empty. And I shut the door going into my garage. And that's where I got in my car and I put the box in and I got in and I took that CD in my CD player and it started to play. And it was perfect. So then I started, you know, just to back out of my garage for the final last time. You know, I was done. And it was just this feeling of new beginnings, moving on, next level, next step in life. And it was beautiful. And I have to say, I looked down at the player as I was backing out. And I happened to see the name of the song because it said it on my display in my car. And the name of the song was She Walks in Beauty. And in that moment, I just froze and I just started crying. I mean, the fact is the song has no words. And I literally worked on walking for a long period of for months and months to this song that I didn't even know the name to. And the whole time, the name of the song was She Walks in Beauty. And it's even making me, it brings tears to my eyes because the entire time I had felt like I was trying to figure this whole thing out on my own. I didn't have the gift that I do now of feeling energy. And I felt like I had been alone. And in that moment, as I was backing out of my garage, ready to start my next chapter of life, as that song name came up on the display, it really hit me that the universe had been with me the entire time and I just didn't realize it. And it was powerful. And again, I didn't have the gift that I do now to be able to feel energy and feel what other people are feeling, you know, the connection with the universe that I do now. But that was my start. And so my hope is for you that no matter where you are in your life, whether it feels like the universe is there or it's not, I get it. I understand. I've been there. And what I've come to realize in working with one person after another, and even in my own life, is that the universe really is always there. And I say the universe, God, divine, creator, energy, whatever you want to call it, it's incredible. And so just remembering that on this healing journey, that really, as we change our mind and we change our health, we really change our lives. And it's truly incredible how much the universe really is with us all the time. And so that said, on that note, I wish you an incredible rest of your day, filled with love and connection with the universe or source or God, divine, whatever you want to call it. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.